Welcome to Wisdom Unleashed. It's your host, Christian McCray Stewart, and we are here today to discuss God and business. You know, it is amazing when we are able to use the gifts, the tools, the skills, the talents that God has given us to be a service to others. And not only be a service to others, but to be able to generate wealth for our families, to generate wealth for our children and our children's children. And then even more so, to further the kingdom agenda, to be able to fund kingdom projects. There's something when we get to the place to realize that the dream that God has given us, the vision that God has given us, that it is bigger than ourselves. It is for something greater. And when we tap into it, and we allow God to lead us and direct us to see how the blessings continue, it's truly amazing. And God is truly so good. But the first thing that I want to do is I want to read to us Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, because this is where it starts. This is where, you know, we get this vision to truly understand that some of those things that we think are impossible are truly more possible with God than we could ever imagine. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." So when we are going out here and venturing off into the entrepreneurship and we're establishing these businesses and we have these ideas, understand that these are ideas that God has placed in us that we need to now birth, because it puts us in the position to unlock the power to generate wealth that God has given us. And that's one thing. And let me say that this one point highlighted this perception or misconception that has been put out to say that as Christians, as believers, you know, we're supposed to be poor and we're supposed to be lacking, and that truly makes no sense, and that is not God's word at all. You know, Christ became poor so that we would be rich, and not just in the financial sense of it, but in every aspect of it. And then, you know, because it's this misinterpretation of the word that money is the root of all evil. No, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. So I want to clear that up right now. So anyone who's listening, you're like, "Well, I have these ideals, but I don't want to get to the place where, you know, I'm living against God's word, or I'm doing something that's not quote unquote Christ-like." Understand, be careful of misinterpretations of God's word. And so that's why we always make sure that we're going back to read God's word for ourselves and to get revelation. But let us get back on topic. So you have the power to generate wealth. Take those ideas, take those, that vision that God has put in you, and begin to birth it so that you can begin to see the manifestation of what God wants to do. Now, once we recognize this and we are in the process of getting started, we can't then separate the business from God. You know, sometimes we have that posture where we compartmentalize God. You know, "Well, I'll have God involved in this, or I'll have God involved in that, but I won't have him so involved in this particular area of my life." If you want to see unprecedented success, unprecedented victories in the area, in every area of your life, but as we're discussing business today, you want to have God involved. It doesn't matter the degrees that you have. It doesn't matter how much knowledge and wisdom that you think you have gleaned. The thing about it, God knows all things. He knows all things. And so, for instance, I mean, of course, I went to law school. I studied. I passed the exam. I maintained the license. I make sure I do the continuing legal education. But I will promise you, the best decision that I could ever make was involving God in my business. And all the decisions that I make to say, "Okay, Lord, how do I handle this?" Even when dealing with specific cases, "Lord, is there something that I'm missing? Open my eyes to see." And I will promise you, we serve an amazing God who is definitely interested in all aspects of our lives, including our businesses. And God will begin to show us things through the Holy Spirit to help us be successful, to help us gain ground. I'll give this quick example. I relocated to Texas in 2019, started my business here. I had no contacts. I didn't know anyone. I was just kind of hitting the ground running and truly stepping out on faith to trust God for where he was taking me and calling me. And this is like several months before COVID happens and everything shuts down. And so when that happens, I'm like, God, you did not tell me that this was going to happen. I didn't know that this was in the plans. But the thing about it is that even in the midst of that, I continue to have the cash flow. I continue to be able to provide for my family. And that's one thing too about entrepreneurship. Definitely make sure that you're seeking God to ensure that this is the path for which he's calling you. Because with that, there are so many responsibilities. As an entrepreneur, you have to make sure that you have the income coming in, not only for your business, but to be able to provide for your household. And in that time period, what I will say is that God was truly faithful because he made it happen. But it was because that I was trusting in him. I was walking in alignment with his will and his purpose and his plan. And when you do that, there's a grace that God gives you. There's favor that God gives you. There's wisdom that God will give you to help you navigate it. And so now when you begin to take that step, you realize the power that you have to generate wealth. You realize the vision that God has given you. You write that vision down so that you can run with it. You continue to keep God involved in it. Understand that there is work that has to be done. We have to put in the work. You know, you don't just go to sleep and you wake up and, oh, you have a seven-figure business. No, there's going to be work that you have to do. You have to be consistent. You have to show up. You have to continue to persevere, because now, you know, we're in this microwave society, if you will. We want everything now. And so, you know, if it gets hard, we have to put in a little more work. It's easy to give up. And unfortunately, there are many businesses that don't make it past year one, past year two. And so the thing is to continue to persevere and know that if you are walking with God, he is going to see you through. Okay? He truly is going to see you through. And so I want to share another scripture with us. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 3. No, we're going to look at Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. And so if you are a new entrepreneur or you're someone who's looking to get started, don't give up because you're not seeing the results that you want to see immediately. Okay? And the word tells us, it's Zechariah chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 10. And it's going to be 10a. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Hear that. Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. And this is the thing. In order for us to see the success, we have to start it. And then just because things haven't blown up, you know, just because something hasn't gone viral, if you will, doesn't mean that your time isn't coming. There is work that you have to do and you're building up and you're establishing yourself. But just at the right time, God can exalt you. And what you don't want to do is give up on the vision, give up on the dream, give up on the business right before you get to your breakthrough. Okay, so continue to show up, continue to be consistent, continue to seek God and ask God, okay, Lord, what is the marketing strategy? You know, what networking events do I need to go to? Lord, open my eyes and help me to be discerning in those you may bring across my path who could be divine connections to open doors for me, to bring me into rooms that I didn't know that I needed to be in, but that you had planned and purpose. This is why we're keeping in contact with God. This is why we're being sensitive in our communications with God. This is why everything about our business, we are taking it to God so that he can direct us and guide us. Because there are things that we don't know. Okay, there's things that we don't know. There's things in the spiritual realm that God can give us revelations about what's ahead. You know, I love Jeremiah 33:3, and it says, "Ask of me, and I will show you. Ask of me, and I will tell you great and mighty things that you do not know." And that applies to every aspect of life. That applies to the spiritual and understanding God. That applies to the plan and purpose He has for your life. That applies to your business. So if you're at an area and you're stuck and you say, "Okay, Lord, I'm coming to you. You've given me this vision. This is what you called me to. Now I feel like I'm stagnant. I feel like I'm stuck. I don't know what decision to make in this particular area. So I'm coming to you." And your word tells me that if I ask, you will tell me these great and mighty things that I do not know. And trust me, God will answer. God is truly faithful. The thing about it, you know, when we get to say like, "God isn't hearing me, God isn't responding to me," 9 times out of 10 is probably we did not sit there long enough to get an answer. Or we presented the question and then we just ran with our own idea. Or another thing, this old man, and this is key, when you're praying to God and you're asking God for instructions and directions and growing your business and the things that you need to do to continue to scale, when God gives you an instruction, follow it. Because sometimes you're probably not going to get an answer to your next question because you haven't already walked in obedience to what God has already told you. Oh my, I had that experience in just trying to grow and network, and I'm like, "Lord, you know, I'm asking this and I'm asking that." And God's just like, you didn't do the last thing that I told you to do. Go back and do that first. And then you can get to the next step. But the thing is that we don't despise the small beginnings. We continue to show up. We continue to show up. Now, when we're in this place where we're trying to grow the business, we're establishing the business, you know, we're in a position to be blessed enough to serve others with what God has given us, there's a way that we function. We don't run our business or function the way that the world functions. You know, we deal with people with integrity. We have compassion. You know, we deal with respect and we have honesty. We want our businesses to glorify God. If you are a believer and you are functioning in a business, you should desire to have that business glorify God, because in everything that you do, you want your walk to glorify God. You want people to encounter you, and it's like you are the first Bible, if not the only Bible, that they would ever read. They look at you and they see something different. When they encounter you, the experience that they have is different from when they deal with other people in the world, or when they deal with other people in your profession. There should be something different about us and what we are presenting out in the world. Because remember why we're doing this. We're not running these businesses just to generate all the income, to buy the big houses and the cars and all these things. We're doing it to further the kingdom project. We're doing it to further the kingdom purpose. We're doing it to glorify our Father, that He sees that everything that He's bestowed upon us, that we're being good stewards of it. We're being good stewards of our talents. We're being good stewards because He's blessing our business. We're being good stewards because He's bringing clients to us. And the thing about it is, our clients are not just clients. These are souls. These are individuals that God created, that He loves. And you don't know how what you're doing or your connection with them will bless them. And so as we are showing up in our business day in and day out, this is one thing that we have to remember. Colossians 3 verse 23 tells us, "Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And the Amplified Version says, "Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul, that is, put in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men." This is what we have to remember. Every day we show up, it's not about what we're doing for men. It's not about the accolades. It's not about all those things. We're doing this unto the Lord. We're doing this that our Father will see where he's directing us, and he can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, the world needs believers. The world needs kingdom citizens. The world needs followers of Christ in the world. And whatever career field you may be in, whatever your area of expertise, there are people who God is going to bring along your path to bless them, not in just your service, but for you to be a shining light in their life. An opportunity may present itself where you are able to say, let me show you, let me tell you about a man named Jesus. And that is what our light shines for in this world, so that it goes back to glorify our Father. And so let us remember that as we're showing up, because, you know, when you're asking God for the favor and the wisdom and the grace and everything that's needed, you want God to be able to bless something, because he sees how you're working. He sees that he can trust you with what he has given you, and that we're not all out here just with selfish intents and ambitions, but we're truly saying, okay, Lord, how can I serve? And this is back to that point where, you know, we don't compartmentalize God and we don't separate him from things. I'll share this. When I first kind of started as an attorney and I was working with another firm, and I would go, one area of practice that I do is criminal defense. And I would go and I would meet with these individuals in the jail. And, you know, sometimes I would have it like I wanted to pray for them, or I wanted to speak with them and say something about God. And I'm just like, well, Lord, this is not my business. And, you know how we kind of be in that conundrum to separate business from, you know, spiritual. We separate our business, you know, we separate God in us in that atmosphere. And I had one day I encountered a young man. Oh, my, this young man, he was under 20. I want to say maybe he was 19, and he had an aggravated robbery, and he was getting ready to go and do 20 years. And I was like, oh my God, he is so young. And I sat there and I was just like, you want to know something? Today it won't be fear. Today I'm not going to separate God. I'm going to bring God into this atmosphere. And I asked God to pray for this young man, and I prayed for him right there in the jail. And I didn't care who seen it, I didn't care what was going to be said, because I knew that the profession that God had called me to, it was beyond me just being able to serve these people. Yes, I'm blessed to serve them, and I have a compassion for them. And I think how I show up in my career field, it is different because of the compassion that God has given me for people. But I also knew that there was a time, this was an opportunity for me to plant a seed for God. And where that young man may be now, I want to say he may be eligible for parole. He probably has getting out. But I was just going to be obedient and allow God to do the rest. And so now that I operate my own law firm, oh, I do not shy away from telling people about God. My staff and I, we don't shy away from praying with people. We don't shy away from truly making it known that God is foremost in this law firm. God is foremost in this business. And what I will say in doing that, it opens the doors for the windows of heaven to be opened up, and for God to bless us. For God to bless us. So let us continue to work willingly at whatever we do, as though we're working for the Lord rather than for people. What we're doing is for God. For God, for his approval. We live for an audience of one. We're not doing it for anybody else to say, oh, this is right or wrong. We're doing it in approval of God. So make sure that we're showing up with integrity. Make sure we're showing up and we're respecting people. Make sure we're showing up and we're loving people, making sure that, you know, we're allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, and help us to understand the needs of those that he is bringing to us, more than just from, like I say, our area of expertise. But there may be something, you know, spiritually there, emotionally there, that we can truly be a blessing to them. And so that's why, you know, it's God in business. It's God in business. It's God in business. And it truly is amazing what God is able to do. And I share, you know, as we're going through this, and the Holy Spirit's like, oh, you're this point. Yes, bringing this example. Because sometimes it helps us as believers to hear the practicals and how we make these things possible, how we apply these things. And so, you know, with that, as you're continuing to pursue, you know, You recognize where God is calling you. You put these things into place. You're making sure that you're involving God as you're venturing out in this new arena, this new area of life that is going to open up so many different doors. And you get to the place that you're going to continue to persevere. You're going to continue to show up. You're not going to despise the small beginnings, because you know that as you continue, you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel, that things are truly going to manifest. And the vision that God has given you, it will come to pass. You know, I think about it, when God gives us a word, when God gives us promises, his word will not return back to him void. It will produce that for which he sent it. And so we have to continue to stay the course. And then as we're staying the course, we're making sure that everything that we do, that it glorifies him. Not, and that doesn't mean that we won't make a mistake, that, you know, that's going to be part of growing. But we are making sure that we're giving the utmost of ourselves. We're putting forth our best efforts. We truly are doing everything unto God, and we're doing it with humility. And why do we do it with humility? Because God's word says that if you humble yourself at the right time, I will exalt you. At the right time, I will exalt you. And another point that I think is very important for all of us, as you are pursuing your business, you're going to have colleagues, you're going to have friends, you're going to have other people who are doing things as well. Don't compare where you are with others. Don't look at another person's success and then feel as though you're behind, or that you're failing, or that you're lacking. The path that God has carved out for you is for you. Know that God has a process. Know that God is intentional. And also with that, don't try to go and copy the plan, the blueprint, or how somebody else runs and functions and operates their business. This is why we go and we seek God, because what God has for you, God can give you an instruction. God can give you a strategy that could catapult your business within days, weeks, months, years, whatever it may be. Seek God first. Don't try to go off worldly plans or go and compare yourselves to others. That's what we don't want to do. But we want to stay faithful. We want to stay true. And we know that we're seeking God in all things. Okay? We seek God in all things. And with that, I want us to look at Psalm chapter 90, verse 17. Psalm chapter 90, verse 17. As you are continuing to pursue your business, as you are continuing to line it, your vision with God's vision, as you're continuing to decrease so that God may increase, as you continue to submit your will to that of the Lord's, remember this, Psalm 90:17, and may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Make our efforts successful, Lord. Lord, I'm walking in obedience to you. I'm doing what you have guided, what you've told me to do. I'm walking on the path that you have set before me. Make my efforts successful. Amplified says, and let the gracious favor of the Lord our God be on us. Confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. Oh, what an amazing God that we serve. And this is true. God will do those things when we seek him. God will do those things when we surrender our businesses over to him. When we allow God to take control. When we get to the place to realize, like, Lord, I truly cannot do this on my own. I need your help. I need your help. And I'm willing to do all of this for you to get all the glory. For you to get all the glory. And when you all have time, I want you to go and look up this story. Stanley Tame. Stanley Tame. T-A-M. He was running his business and he got to the place, and this is just a brief summary, but go and research it. It's truly powerful of what, and it shows the faithfulness of God and what he can do and will do when we die to ourselves and allow God to just be God. But he got a feeling in his spirit that God wanted to take over his business. That God wanted to run his business. And so what he did is he made God the CEO of his business. He gave God 51%. So of all that was coming in, he was pretty much giving that money to nonprofit organizations. Remember what I said? Funding the kingdom projects. And then he was paying himself a salary. He became an employee. And God did amazing things in his business. And one thing that he stood on, he was saying, you know, he referenced Matthew 6, chapter 21. Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. And he said, like, you know, when you give to God's work, you invest in the kingdom. Okay? But the thing is, he gave even more. He began to give 100% of his business to God. But him and his wife did well. They didn't want for nothing. They didn't want for anything. Their needs were continuing to be met. The thing is, he was fulfilling the call that God had on his life. He was walking in obedience. And go read the story, because after he did that 51% and it came back and he was like God was telling him to do 100%. He was like, okay, God, is 51% not enough? You want me to do more? And so it wasn't that it was easy for him to do. But as he continued to walk with God and God gave him the grace to walk in obedience, he did it. And his life was even better for that. He was storing up the treasures in heaven. He didn't get to the place where he was more concerned with the love of money. Remember, because the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. But he allowed God to use him through his business. And he was abundantly blessed because of it. And so I just want you, if you need some encouragement, if you, you know, want to read a story that's inspirational to help you as you're on this journey of entrepreneurship and you're out here getting ready to start a business, or you're already in the midst of running your business and you're just trying to get this thing to grow to the next level, go and read his story. It is truly inspiring. But I hope our takeaway from this is that for all of those who God is calling to venture out in this area, just know that the best decision that you could ever make is to involve God. He needs to be involved in every aspect of our lives, because it just changes the dynamics. With God, we truly have a supernatural advantage. With God, we are able to experience more than we could ever ask or imagine. And the thing is with God, we do all that we can do, and God will show up to do what we can't do. So if you all have not, I'm going to tell you to head over to wisdomunleashed.org and subscribe to the email list so that you do not miss future notifications for events and things that are going to be taking place. And just to continue on this amazing journey of what God is going to do and the wisdom that God is going to bring to us, that we will truly transform our lives like never before. So until next Thursday, just know you have joined Wisdom Unleashed.